Hello, everyone. This is Mean Gene, the Sports Machine from the Sports Kings NFL Weekly Countdown Show with Rod Johnson. And you can hear that show on the SB Nation Radio Network this year. No more Yahoo Sports Radio, folks. It is now the SB Nation Radio Network. We are so excited to be part of that new brand. So we hope you join us each and every Sunday morning at 6 a.m. Eastern. Okay, so hey, you can always listen to the podcast, but for those of you who just cannot sleep and want to get up and get your first taste of NFL action every Sunday, I highly advise you to tune in, okay? And that's SBNationRadio.com. Every week we'll count down the games, provide analysis and predictions. Right now, let's talk about the NFL 2016 season, which is right around the corner. Today we're going to feature the Los Angeles Rams. Kind of funny to say that after saying St. Louis Rams for so many years. As you know, the Rams moved from St. Louis to Los Angeles, and they will play the entire 2016 season at the Los Angeles Memorial Coliseum until their own stadium is completed in 2019 in Inglewood, California. Jeff Fisher returns for his fifth season with the Rams. Now, Jeff Fisher won a Super Bowl as a player with the 85 Bears, and he also took a team to the Super Bowl, and this was Super Bowl 34 in 1999. It was the Tennessee Titans, a team that he spent 15 seasons with. And that was a hell of a game. As a matter of fact, I was at that Super Bowl, and it was oh so close for the Titans as they, I think, came within inches there of probably tying up that game, which would have been the first tie ever in Super Bowl, and or at least overtime. And but nevertheless, the Rams and the greatest show on turf won that Super Bowl. So since coming to the Rams, Jeff Fisher is 27-36. No playoffs, but I mean, some great seasons, great, especially here the last couple of years. He did make the playoffs six times in those 15 seasons with Tennessee, including that Super Bowl appearance we just mentioned. 7-9 was their record last year. They looked to improve on that, and they actually started with that with the number one draft pick. They picked up a quarterback, Jared Goff from Cal. And to show their fans that they mean business, they actually traded with Tennessee for the first overall pick. And, of course, now they had to give away their first pick and two second-round picks and a third-round pick to move up to get Jared Goff. But they also have Case Keenum, a name that has surfaced around the league. He's actually played with a couple of teams in the league. And he will compete with Goff for the starting position at quarterback. So the team is going to be featured on HBO's Hard Knocks. So I don't know if that's good or bad, but I do know one thing. I know that Jeff Fisher's mother did not appreciate his language, and I think she told him about it. But perhaps she probably don't want to watch that show because it is HBO, by the way. So the team is going to be featured on Hard Knocks. And as a side note, Orlando Pace and Kevin Green, who were both inducted into the Hall of Fame this year, congratulations, guys. They should be providing some inspiring words to this year's team, as they both were former Rams, and to have both of them in the Hall of Fame, perhaps they should walk in the locker room this year with that gold jacket on and try to inspire some of those players. So let's look at the offense for the Rams, okay? Todd Gurley, running back last year, finally got it together, impressed a lot of people. The wide receiver, Kenny Britt, now if he can stay out of trouble, he should stay on the field and make things happen. And so will Tavon Austin. Lance Kendricks is your tight end. And you know what, though? Even with that offense, they ranked 32nd in the NFL, folks. That's dead last. The defense did keep them in some games, but they just didn't have enough offense, you know, to win it. And of those seven wins that they did get last year, they got two against the Seattle Seahawks, which is surprising. And they got one of those wins against the Cardinals. So those are the toughest teams in that division, Seattle and the Arizona Cardinals. I mean, every once in a while, the 49ers will put up a good game. But this year, they will open up the season with two conference games, and that's going to be Seattle and San Francisco. On defense, Greg Williams will return for his third season as the defensive coordinator. Williams is known for putting pressure on quarterbacks in that 4-3 defense, so he's going to have Mark Barron, Tremaine Johnson, and Alec Ogletree will try to keep things together on defense. So last year, the Rams defense ranked 23rd, and they lost five straight games there near the end of the season to Chicago, Minnesota, Baltimore, Cincinnati, and Arizona. So I got the Rams finishing 8-8 this year. I don't really see them making the playoffs unless something strange happens with the overall NFC picture. So that's my prediction. So anyway, folks, thank you for joining me. Stay tuned for the next NFL 2016 preview. I'm Mean Gene, the Sports Machine. Enjoy the rest of your day.